It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 824 with a BFO for... Tuesday, the 29th of March, 2011, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, Miss Kitty, and show, believe it or not, we're going to tell you, oh dear, Gussie. Sweet and most wonderful lovies, it is I, Big Fatty, and I am here along with Miss Kitty.
That would be me.
As we join together for more fun and frivolity as we frolic through Loveyland. Picking the booger from the butthole of despair and hopelessness, which is the life of a shut-in.
Jesus.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, believe it or not, we're not drunk. However, we are once again podcasting buck naked.
That's the way we do.
Or as someone in Walnut Hills prefers us to say, butt naked. You know, we're butt naked. We're butt naked. Y'all, speaking of butt naked, Miss Kitty this morning, we woke up, and Miss Kitty was doing this thing with his butt. And y'all, he had his left hand on his left cheek and his right hand on his right cheek. And then he'd squeeze the right cheek, then he'd squeeze the left cheek, and then back and forth and 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 back and forth. And y'all, I didn't know what he was doing. I had no idea what he was doing. So y'all, I started doing it too. And y'all, I asked if it was some sort of mating ritual or something like that. Isn't that right, Miss Kitty?
That's right.
Yeah, and it just doesn't make any sense. It just pull up a table here, Miss Kitty, because you need to be talking on today's a little show. By the way, y'all, we had a few Jesus, y'all, he sat on the table and it just about went down under the weight. Y'all, it was a turkey breast, but it had like
rabbit turds.
It had rabbit turds and some sort of fat injected into it. It was just vulgar looking, but the turkey was good, and some Italian spaghetti, and Miss Kitty had a solid, and guacamole, which of course we all know looks like shit in a baby diaper. So anyway, Miss Kitty, how you doing?
Much better than yesterday at this time.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to get right to that now, because you really were the end of the world was near.
Well, I drank too much of that wine. It snuck up on me, because you know we were cooking at that cooking class.
Right. Well, y'all, let's just talk about it. Can you reach the cooking class thing? No. Y'all, when we were in, where were we? Curacao. Miss Kitty and I signed up for the Caribbean cooking class, and y'all, it was $110 in cash money, y'all, each. We didn't have to go by the ATM machine though, because we signed up in advance. But y'all, it was called Angelica's Kitchen, Caribbean cuisine, and y'all, we made. Miss Kitty, why don't you just read that menu there for everybody?
Well, we made a tomato cucumber salsa. With hidden sardines were separate, but those were our two like starters.
Right.
And then we had Angelica's plantain soup.
And you're a big fan of the plantain.
I don't care for the platanos.
Right,
you know.
Okay, but anyway.
And then for our main course, we had the Curacao chicken, mm-hmm. rice, and spicy onion pickle.
Uh-huh. And then for dessert?
With something like pumpkin pancakes with curacao liqueur sauce.
Yeah, and some love ice cream. Wasn't it?
Lovers.
Lovers ice cream. Yeah. Lovers ice cream. It was just lovely. And y'all, we arrived. But before we get into this, there's something else I got to... we'll go ahead and talk about this. We got off the boat, and y'all, they told us, wear your walking shoes, wear comfortable clothes. And y'all, we got off and got immediately into a taxi cab. And I couldn't understand it. And we thought, well, that was a hell of a walk, you know, up the dock. And so anyway, there were about 30 of us, Kitty?
25, 30, yeah,
well. Yeah, it was a larger group than they had.
I think we had 26 for supper, 26 for lunch.
Okay, right. It was a larger group than they're normally used to dealing with, which says a lot about the gays, because, you know, they love to cook. And, y'all, it had been billed as an all-you-can-drink-and-eat event. So, you know, we figured it'd be nothing but a bunch of fatties there. But there wasn't. There was there was a good mix of, what would you say, 40, 50s, and 60s? Maybe some 30s in there?
Well, the guy that we cooked with was 35.
He was?
What was his name?
Larry.
Mikey.
No, Mickey.
Mickey,
because you called him Nicky all day long.
That's right.
Right, and he was 35?
That's what he said.
Okay, well, he's probably lying. We got there, and there were these very, very black women there. I mean, they were almost as they were what? Mandingos. They were almost as dark as that Joe in Dallas, who is the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. But we were able to not say, "Hey, darky," but. Anyway, got there, and y'all, they brought us a glass of what was it, light limeade or something like that?
Yeah,
light limeade. It was good, but it was fresh lime. It was made from the fresh limes. And y'all, what they were giving us a little history of the island of Curacao, and y'all, believe it or not, this island it rarely gets rain. Now, y'all, I found this absolutely unbelievable.
Like once every 7 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, what was it, a month before we had been there, or a couple of weeks before we had been there, that they had gotten 8 inches of rain in one day.
I think it was a little before that, wasn't it?
Was
they
it?
They said there'd been floods and, you know.
Well, anyway, the island, they said that normally the island is just a dust bowl, but it was now so lush and green, and y'all, it was just beautiful. But we got there, and then they took us through the little, you know, tourist spiel and all that kind of stuff, and it was quite interesting. We learned about Angelica. And she no longer does the cooking classes, but she did make an appearance.
At the very end.
At the very end. Just to make sure we all had lived through it. And they showed us how to make each of the different courses. And then they broke us up into groups of five or six. And Miss Kitty and I were in the group that made the Curacao chicken. Now, also in our group was Nicky or Mickey or Larry. And then there was a cute couple they were from Houston, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And then there was Alejandro, who until the time that we got up to start cooking, that was the first time we knew that he didn't speak any English. So he was just standing there smiling a lot.
He was Dutch or was something. He, yeah, was because he? She spoke to him in Dutch.
Was that it? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. Well, anyway, so they were...
She spoke about 10 languages.
They all speak, you know, 15, 20 different languages. She, however, did not speak Big Fatty Yeez. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed about that. But, y'all, we prepared the chicken Curacao, and it was boneless chicken breast. And then there was a Kenny helped work on the marinade. What would tell everybody what was in that marinade now, Miss Kitty?
The marinade? You really want to know?
Well, no, not a. Okay. I mean, it's not a recipe.
Well,
it's not recipe recommendation time or anything like that. But it's just the different. It gives you a feel for the different spices that were in this marinade.
We had allspice and cinnamon and thyme and nutmeg and. What do you call those things? Garlic cloves.
Right.
Lots of garlic cloves.
We're not nearly as much as they have in Walnut Hills, though.
Probably so.
No, because those people smell like garlic all the time. But mm-hmm. anyway.
And then a really strange ingredient was this tamarind rind stuff that we had to soak, and then we had to squash it with a masher, and then this nasty, juicy, nasty stuff came out the bottom.
Y'all, it looked like a bowl full of chewing tobacco. And then you just kind of squeeze it, and it looked like just tobacco juice. It was vulgar. And y'all, you could see it growing on a tree, and it looked like big old long dog turds.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
I mean, it looked like sausages of dog of gray dog turds that Hubert had climbed up in the tree and just taken a dump in the tree.
But it was an important ingredient.
Oh, it was. You know, you can't. No. No, you can't make it without that.
And then we had to add some hot peppers. And we had a lecture on hot peppers.
Yes, right.
Because they had the habaneros.
Yes.
And the scotch bonnets.
Yes.
And then, of course, just the old everyday jalapenos and
yes.
stuff.
Yes, yeah. yes. So we had the...
We had the habaneros.
Right. And but you don't want to put too much of that in there.
You can't touch them with your hand.
No, you had to use a fork. And I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. But anyway, there was also some lemon juice and some, what is that, chili?
We used lime juice.
Oh, okay. We did use, lime juice. The hot chilies. You had to go back and, squeeze some more limes because it didn't have enough lime in it.
That's correct.
Then there was salt and pepper. And, y'all, they made that up and we all got to taste it. And then she said, no, it needs more lime juice and more peppers. So we added more peppers and more lime juice, and it really was better. Then I was on the group that made the chicken. You know, it was almost mentoring the chicken. Anyway, we came up with a sauce for it, which was onions. We chopped up onions and red bell pepper and more garlic and some olive oil and tomato sauce and more peppers. And then, y'all, we fry the chickens in a little olive oil, just a little bit on each side because we're going to continue to cook simmer.
Just browning them.
Just browning them. And so we did after, and this was after they had been sitting in the marinade.
Which can take place for 24 hours, 12 hours, or like us, 15 minutes.
Right, 15 minutes. And... So then we did that, and then we poured all the sauce in on top of it, and then it sat on the stove for a little while, and she tasted the sauce. She says, it needs more peppers. So we put more peppers in there, and it was better. But, y'all, you'd think we would have burned the hair out of our noses from all the peppers. But, y'all, it really wasn't that bad. So it could have used more peppers, if you ask me. But, anyway, one moment, please. Y'all, by the way, I want to apologize for the strange electronic noises on yesterday's show because Miss Kitty was playing with her her iPhone also. But anyway, and it you know, it makes it give it that. Never mind. But anyway, so y'all, as all these different groups are doing their thing, the chips and salsa were passed around, and we all sampled that. And y'all, they brought out the wine and the beer. And y'all, then they...
started forcing the wine down.
Right. And then they brought out the hidden sardines, which are like a little puff pastry with mashed up sardines in it. And for those who winced at the sardines, there was some Parmesan cheese inside of that. And y'all, then you'd take a spoon and just kind of mash down in the center of triangle of the puff pastry, and you put a little spoonful of the spicy onion pickle on there, and y'all, it was quite good. Miss Kitty had the sardine. What did it taste like?
Sardines.
Fishy. Okay. And I had the Parmesan, which didn't taste like fish at all. And but the spicy onion pickle was delicious on it. And then, y'all, we were continuing to talk and chat and drink. And Miss Kitty started drinking again. And he was a little slow on the start, but he decided to catch up as the afternoon went along. Of course, there was some prompting by others at the table. But anyway, the plantain soup, it was okay until you got a bite of it with bacon. And y'all, let me tell you, if once you got a bite of bacon and a little spring onion, a little bacon in a bite of the soup, it was a taste of heaven. It was absolutely delicious. And then we brought out the chicken and rice, and it went over like a...
They enjoyed it.
They enjoyed it. Yeah, I think so. Of course, by then they were drunk, so... and then for dessert, we had the pumpkin pancakes, and it was exactly what you think. It's pancakes with some pumpkin in it, and then that Lava's vanilla ice cream that they make right there on the island, and the Curacao liqueur sauce, which is just the different Curacao liqueurs. And for those of you who have a bottle of the blue or the red or the clear Curacao, y'all, they taste exactly the same. It is an orange-flavored liqueur.
Orange-flavored.
Yeah, and there's no difference in taste. It's just they add a little color to it. So, anyway.
It's like Cointreau.
Yeah, it's very much like Cointreau. But anyway, we finished that, and Miss Kitty pulled her straw out of the wine bottle. And, y'all, it was time to go. So we followed this very nice-looking young man back to the... back to the ship, and well, he took us down to the downtown area, and y'all, we had already seen that before. We'd been to Curacao, to Willemstad, several times, and so we headed on back to the ship, and that's when Miss Kitty announced that she had a headache. And so y'all, after that, Miss Kitty lay down and slept for about 14 hours. Okay, now during that 14 hours, and I'm not kidding about that. during that 14 hours, I got him to get up and follow me up to the buffet, and y'all, he sat there, and he says, I can't stay here any longer. This food looks vulgar. It's just vulgar. So, y'all, I thought he was going to blow chunks right there. But, so he left, and, then, about 9 p.m. in the evening, he decided he was feeling better, and, was that before or after the fireworks?
After the fireworks. Well, then
right, we had fireworks. The people of the inhabitants, the natives,
the Curacaoans,
who regardless
the
of
they love the gays,
they love the gays, y'all. They love the gays. They had a fireworks display on the beach for us as we were pulling away, and we know they don't do that for the straight people. But anyway, it was quite impressive. And quite frankly, y'all, we were laying in the bed when the fireworks started, and we could have just laid there and watched it, but we got up and went out butt naked onto the veranda. By the way, y'all, speaking of verandas, our veranda furniture is just fine. We don't need to have it repainted or anything on this trip. So I'm just happy as a bug in water. About that, but anyway, y'all, we went out on the veranda and watched the fireworks, and then Miss Kitty decided that she was Miss Kitty decided that she was a little hungry, so we walked up to the dining room, to the buffet, and y'all, it was closed. We couldn't believe it. And y'all, as we were walking up, there must have been 700 people coming down the stairs against us. Y'all, we thought we were going to get trampled. And we got up there, and the buffet was closed, didn't open again until midnight. And so Miss Kitty ordered her some cookies and decaf coffee and some sort of dairy product. And y'all, he felt just fine. And then we slept until 9 a.m. in the morning and decided that it was time to do something other than sleep. So, but anyway, y'all were well-rested and fat as a resident of Walnut Hills. Yes, McCready. Dear Gussie, Miss Kitty, we're a little short.
Should we talk about Arlo Munson?
Yes, Arlo Munson!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.